Here's what they think about you. Here's what they think about you. Have you ever felt like a fraud just moments after achieving success? See, listen, you're not alone. Today, we will transform that doubt into unstoppable confidence. Now, if you know me, I like to get to work. But before we do, I want to share a quick quote with you. The person who loves walking will go further than the man that loves the destination. The only thing I know how to do is do it right. And that means switching to the old me to the new me. That doesn't mean that person doesn't exist. He's there. But we also must make that transformation. All right, let's get into today's presentation. One of the things I want to share is that's going to be deep here for me that I hope that it resonates with you is the issue of self-imprisonment. There's a story about a prisoner of war. And what ended up happening is he got captured, which made him become a prisoner of war. And they would just antagonize him and give him a hard day. This went on for days and days. And then finally, his allies came and helped him out and everything was looking good. And when they came to the gate, when they came to the actual, to where he was housed at, they said, "Hey, the gate is already open. Why are you still in here?" And the thing about it is he did not take an opportunity to break himself out. What am I saying? I'm saying that a lot of times we create strong bars for ourselves, meaning that we create things for self-imprisonment that allows our limited beliefs to restrict our growth and opportunities. This is why I always say we need to identify those personal beliefs and fears that have imprisoned us, because if we don't, we won't have the opportunity to move forward. So here's my actionable tip. I always want to give you actionable tip. Write down three limited beliefs and conquer each one with a positive truth. Let me get this out your way. Wisdom from your battle. See, every struggle you face has equipped you with the wisdom uniquely yours. Your hardships aren't random. They hold the seeds of deep wisdom. This is why it's important. You need to take time to do retrospective, basically reflecting on the significant battles you have faced. See, this allows you to take this information and really grow from it, really learn from it. Understand that you always hear me talking about using a rear view with a front shield window approach because of the fact we need to look at that. There was a purpose we went through. I love Scott providing that serenity prayer because that is a reflection of, hey, in my opinion, if I remix it, it's more or less about moving forward, continuing to grow as you continue to learn from what you learn from. Learning loops. You know, a lot of times we'll come to seminars or webinars or things like this, and we're constantly acquiring knowledge without action, and we're not doing anything with the information. So this is how people remain stuck. And then what ends up happening, we start getting in our own mind because of all of a sudden the information that we learned, we didn't reflect on the areas where we needed to grow from. We didn't take action. We didn't implement what Phil has shared with us today. What we do is, we pack that away, and then we go to our next seminar or to our next thing that where we go to learn something. And I'm not just talking to just to you. I'm talking to myself. I've been guilty of this plenty of time. Have you seen how many books I have and audio and this and that? And I said, wow, you know, I got all of this information. I need to do something with it. So again, many people remain stuck in their learning loops and always studying, but rarely experimenting or applying what they learn. When you learn something, go take that information and go and experiment with it. See if it works. If it doesn't work, put your spin on it. So my deep dive on this is reflect on areas where you keep acquiring information, but not taking actionable steps. Why haven't you experimented yet? Choose the right insight or skills you've learned recently and make that commitment, not the interest, because there's a difference. See, a commitment is that if I decided to say I wanted to get into a pool, I'm jumping in. But interest is, you know, I'm going to put that big toe in it, you know, I want to test the water and see if it's okay. No. We make a commitment here. We don't make interest. Minimizing the value you bring. Stop shrinking yourself to fit in a smaller room. See, when I started today, I had on the glasses and I had on the hood because I wanted to show you what it feels like to shrink yourself down because you don't want to hear comments. You don't want to hear feedback. You don't want to hear people talking about you. Like, who does ED think he is that, oh, now he can come on Phil's platform and talk about imposter syndrome? Where did he go to school at? And you fall into that trap. And most of all, who taught you how to play small? See, this is why I love watching little kids and babies when they're little, especially when they learn how to walk. It's such an amazing thing. Have you ever tried to tell a baby, hey, you better stop walking because if you keep doing that, what's going to end up happening is you're going to fall down. The baby probably look at you like, I don't understand a word you're saying, but okay, I'm going to get up and walk anyway. And a lot of times we forget to go back to that child mindset. I know life happens, life. However, we have to understand those rules that we had as a kid, there really wasn't a rule about our mindset because we were learning as we were growing. So undervaluing yourself limits your potential and it denies you of your true worth. You're worthy. You're truly worthy. Believe in yourself. Yes, you're going to have missteps. I can promise you that. Yes, you're not going to be able to be like anyone else. You don't want to be like anyone else. You wasn't designed for that. So explore why you feel compelled to minimize your contribution. And who taught you to play small? When you come to any Phil's training, he don't teach you how to play small. He challenged us yesterday when some people were still left on a call to continue to grow. So again, write down your top five strengths and commit to it, visibly showcasing one this week. Being uncomfortable. A lot of people don't like to be comfortable. See, I moved from Michigan to Texas because I don't like the winter. The winter is brutal. I'm allergic to cold. I don't know if it's just because of my Caribbean background. I don't know what it is, but I just don't like it. I'd rather be in the warmness and it just feels good because when it's cold, you don't want to do anything. You just want to lay in the bed a little bit longer. So embracing discomfort is essential for growth, innovation, and most of the thing what we're here today is transformation. Here's my deep dive. Reflect on your reaction to uncomfortable situation. How has avoiding discomfort held you back? Everybody says, hey, I want this thing. I want to accomplish that thing. But you know what? I just don't talk like Phil. You know what? I just don't train like Phil. And I'm not talking to you. Maybe I'm just having a one-on-one with myself. So if you don't mind if I'm being transparent. And then the action is, well, intentionally choose one uncomfortable yet beneficial activity to pursue immediately. Again, I'll give you tonight to think it over, but tomorrow, which is Sunday, I hope that you'll take immediate action. Why mentors and coaches matter. Just how Phil broke it down. I won't go over that, so I'll just keep it at a very high level here. Mentors see blind spots. See, I don't know about you, and I don't. You'll know my age by this story. So before, when I used to get in the car, they didn't have those little cute things on your side mirrors where you can tell that if people were in your blind spot. See, this is why you loved having the passengers. And see, what the passenger did is when someone got in your blind spot, they say, hey, somebody is in your blind spot. Don't get over there just yet. Wait for them to pass. That's what I believe a mentor and a coach does for you. They identify that blind spot and push you to be uncomfortable. You said that you wanted to write that book. Where is it? I want to see it. And this is what a coach or a mentor did. Oh, you don't want me to talk about you? Let me talk about me. I got a call. Phil said, hey, Ed, it's taking too long on this book. Where we at? Well, Phil, you know, I got this. Hey, Ed, I understand that, but we need to get this book out. So that night, I sat down and I finished the book. I had all the information, but I was finding every reason why not, because I didn't want to be judged. They told me I wasn't a good writer. They told me that I didn't have the capacity. Can you see how imposter syndrome sneaks in like a thief in the night and it's trying to steal everything away from you? But it's up to you to identify and reach out to a mentor and coach to assist you. Now, failures. You know, people hate to fail, especially the ones that never failed before. Because, see, failure is the exact opposite of success. It is actually an entry price of success. You must pay the price. If you don't want to pay the price, don't try to lean on other people's back, or I should say, try to get on other people's platform if you haven't paid the price. How have I paid the price? I've done 600 talking episodes. Yes, again, you know my motto. I'm not trying to impress you. I'm trying to impress upon you that I put in the work. I'm constantly putting in the work. When we finish here, I'm going to record again because of the whole importance of I got to get these sets and reps in. You never know when Phil may call on you. You never know when someone may say, hey, we would love a speaker, or hey, we would love somebody to do this. So success, achievement through persistence, growth, learning from your mistakes and failure, again, like I said, is definitely the entry price. So my actionable tip for you, I want you to write down one failure that redirected your path positively and reflect on how its long-term can benefit you. Well, I got some questions to ask you, and then I'll wrap this thing up. Are you truly limited, or are you just comfortable with your current limitations? Number two, whose approval have you unknowingly let control your choices? Ooh, that's going to get good to me, and I know we don't have time, but if you let me unpack that for just 1 minute, real quick, a lot of times we allow, and I shared this yesterday, people's opinions and their thoughts. These people are not doing the work. They're watching from the sideline. They're in the stands. And we're upset because maybe they're right. But no, they're wrong because they haven't done the thing. And if they haven't done the thing, they can't comment on the thing you're doing. Okay, let me go because it's getting too good to me. Number three, if you fear failure wasn't an option, what risk would you boldly take today? If you knew today you couldn't fail, if you knew there was no risk in what you were going to do, what would you actually do? See, I took a risk today. The risk that I took, I put on that jogging suit with the glasses. That was a risk. I've never done something like that. But I knew that the only way I can shock you, the way I can disrupt you, is show you that I just don't care anymore. Meaning that I'm going to give everything that I can anywhere that I'm at. I want to give it my all. My last question is, what would you do differently today if you genuinely, and I mean genuinely, believe in your greatness? Here's my calls to action. I just ask that you silence that inner critic. Challenge yourself to silence that inner critic. Challenge yourself to silence that inner critic. And I'm sorry, I have to say, they say if you say things three times, it'll finally stick. I want you to live boldly. Decide today you're going to embrace your greatness within you. And the last and final thing before I leave, I just ask that you claim your seat. See, your seat at the table is not an accident. You've earned it. You've learned it. You went through the trials and tribulations that most people would sit on the sideline and just watch from a distance, but you made the decision not to watch. So I thank you for this opportunity. And now it's back to you, Phil.
And wow. Can I say something? I cannot take my seat with what you just did. It's all you, boss.
Thank you.
Good job, man. Good job. Amazing job.
Awesome. Wow. I love that, Ed. Thank you for taking us to imposter syndrome warfare church. For lack of a better terminology, I don't really know what to say. That caught me unaware when he came on with the tracksuit. I'm like, wow, okay. Ed came prepared. Oh my goodness. Give Ed a virtual round of applause. That was truly awesome. We got to go back and listen to that tape again, Ed. That was truly masterful, engaging, and very, very impactful.